ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. იმ შემთხვევაში, თუ ჩანაწერი ცუდად ისმის, გთხოვთ ახლავე აცნობოთ მეთვალყურეს. თქვენ მონიტორზე დაინახავთ მოსმენის დავალების შეკითხვებს. გთხოვთ მოუსმინოთ აუდიო ჩანაწერს და ისე შეასრულოთ დავალება.
Task 1. You will hear an interview with a businesswoman, author and working mother, Leila Harris. For questions 1 through 12, fill in the gaps with one or two words. You now have 45 seconds to look through the task. You will hear the recording twice.
Today we are interviewing Leila Harris, who is a businesswoman, author, and a working mother. She is a self-made, successful entrepreneur. Leila, please tell us more about yourself.
I'm a mother of 6 amazing children, 3 boys and 3 girls. I'm also a wife and have been married for almost 8 years now. I am a fun, outgoing person who loves dancing, and was once on the way to becoming a professional ballet dancer, but became pregnant with my first child, so I had no option but to give up my prospective career in dance. Nowadays, my dancing skills only reveal themselves when I clean the home. I also enjoy traveling around the world, experiencing different cultures and foods. Cream desserts and cakes are my guilty pleasures, but I try hard to counter this through exercise and diets.
How did you get into entrepreneurship? Please tell us more about your journey as an entrepreneur.
I had my first child at a very young age, 18, and I was struggling financially. I knew I needed something more than a regular 9-to-5 job in order to survive, and started to look into different types of business. I began by buying domain names and selling them for a profit, which led to the formation of specialty businesses that I then sold online. Later on, I focused on establishing startup businesses and enhancing my strategic talents. So, this is how I entered the business world.
Who are your role models and what motivated you in your journey?
My role model is my mom. She is an example of a strong, intelligent, and fierce woman. She has taught me everything that I know and had introduced me to business and investment at the age of 16. As for inspiration, I love to read and try to ensure that I read at least one book per week. I'm currently writing my own book, which was inspired by self-help books such as How to Be Rich and Think and Grow Rich.
Would you like to give any tips to other working moms to be successful?
Bringing up 6 children and running my business, I face challenges almost every day. Don't be too hard on yourself. Do what you can each day. You are not a robot. Give more time to your children than you give to anything else. And remember, both family and business depend on your energy. So, give some rest to yourself and take care of yourself. Never hesitate to ask your closest people for help when you need it.
Please tell us about your company.
I am the co-owner of a trading academy, which offers trading courses to anybody interested in learning to trade on the financial markets. I also run a service called Cheat Trader, which offers a more affordable approach to those interested in the markets. We use top analysts to study the markets, collect information, and offer best opportunities to our members. It's important for the company to be open to challenges. I don't believe in having any fears in business. I have met and worked alongside some of the most established individuals in business and sports. I gained a lot of experience, and I am now certain of what I can offer to any industry. I am in control of my destiny, and my faith in God has always helped me. Innovations always attracted me, gave me more strength and more motivation.
What's the biggest factor that has helped you be successful?
I was in my late teens when, together with my mom, I participated in psychological focus groups. They helped me a lot to build my internal foundations and also prepared me for the demands of adult life. However, you are never completely prepared for the surprises that life has in store for you. Some of my relatives didn't believe in my efforts and even tried to convince me that business was not for women. Moreover, for a woman with 6 children. But I believed in my capabilities. Every morning and night, I make sure to meditate and pray. I only take action when I set clear goals for myself, and I have no complaints about the results I've had so far.
What do you enjoy most about what you do?
We are very passionate about unlocking potential and changing mindsets. And I love that we are able to help change lives for families as well as individuals. Our goal is to help people to gain knowledge and learn life skills, which can be used anywhere in the world. We have many subscribers, but nevertheless, we are always ready to open our door to newcomers. Receiving messages of appreciation and hearing stories of our clients' progress is something that will stay with us forever. Every client's success makes me satisfied and proud. Their success stories are our victories.
What keeps you going when things get tough?
Knowing that I have the ability to create a lifestyle which I can then pass on to my children to positively shape their future. I wasn't born into a rich family and have experienced many financial hardships throughout my journey, which played a big role in creating my willpower. I would not want my children to go through the same financial struggles that I have been through, as much as I appreciate how strong they have made me. I know that I can have a direct influence on their futures, and so my focus is to be the best example that I can be for them and to pass on knowledge that I have on financial principles.
Thank you, Layla, for answering our questions, and good luck. Today we are interviewing Layla Harris, who is a businesswoman, author, and a working mother. She is a self-made, successful entrepreneur. Layla, please tell us more about yourself.
I'm a mother of 6 amazing children, 3 boys and 3 girls. I'm also a wife and have been married for almost 8 years now. I am a fun, outgoing person who loves dancing, and was once on the way to becoming a professional ballet dancer, but became pregnant with my first child, so I had no option but to give up my prospective career in dance. Nowadays, my dancing skills only reveal themselves when I clean the home. I also enjoy traveling around the world, experiencing different cultures and foods. Cream desserts and cakes are my guilty pleasures, but I try hard to counter this through exercise and diets.
How did you get into entrepreneurship? Please tell us more about your journey as an entrepreneur.
I had my first child at a very young age, 18, and I was struggling financially. I knew I needed something more than a regular 9-to-5 job in order to survive, and started to look into different types of business. I began by buying domain names and selling them for a profit, which led to the formation of specialty businesses that I then sold online. Later on, I focused on establishing startup businesses and enhancing my strategic talents. So, this is how I entered the business world.
Who are your role models and what motivated you in your journey?
My role model is my mom. She is an example of a strong, intelligent, and fierce woman. She has taught me everything that I know and had introduced me to business and investment at the age of 16. As for inspiration, I love to read and try to ensure that I read at least one book per week. I'm currently writing my own book, which was inspired by self-help books such as How to Be Rich and Think and Grow Rich.
Would you like to give any tips to other working moms to be successful?
Bringing up six children and running my business, I face challenges almost every day. Don't be too hard on yourself. Do what you can each day. You are not a robot. Give more time to your children than you give to anything else. And remember, both family and business depend on your energy. So, give some rest to yourself and take care of yourself. Never hesitate to ask your closest people for help when you need it.
Please tell us about your company.
I am the co-owner of a trading academy, which offers training courses to anybody interested in learning to trade on the financial markets. I also run a service called Cheat Trader, which offers a more affordable approach to those interested in the markets. We use top analysts to study the markets, collect information, and offer best opportunities to our members. It's important for the company to be open to challenges. I don't believe in having any fears in business. I have met and worked alongside some of the most established individuals in business and sports. I gained a lot of experience, and I am now certain of what I can offer to any industry. I am in control of my destiny, and my faith in God has always helped me. Innovations always attracted me, gave me more strength and more motivation.
What's the biggest factor that has helped you be successful?
I was in my late teens when, together with my mom, I participated in psychological focus groups. They helped me a lot to build my internal foundations and also prepared me for the demands of adult life. However, you are never completely prepared for the surprises that life has in store for you. Some of my relatives didn't believe in my efforts and even tried to convince me that business was not for women. Moreover, for a woman with six children. But I believed in my capabilities. Every morning and night, I make sure to meditate and pray. I only take action when I set clear goals for myself, and I have no complaints about the results I've had so far.
What do you enjoy most about what you do?
We are very passionate about unlocking potential and changing mindsets. And I love that we are able to help change lives for families as well as individuals. Our goal is to help people to gain knowledge and learn life skills, which can be used anywhere in the world. We have many subscribers, but nevertheless, we are always ready to open our door to newcomers. Receiving messages of appreciation and hearing stories of our clients' progress is something that will stay with us forever. Every client's success makes me satisfied and proud. Their success stories are our victories.
What keeps you going when things get tough?
Knowing that I have the ability to create a lifestyle which I can then pass on to my children to positively shape their future. I wasn't born into a rich family and have experienced many financial hardships throughout my journey, which played a big role in creating my willpower. I would not want my children to go through the same financial struggles that I have been through, as much as I appreciate how strong they have made me. I know that I can have a direct influence on their futures, and so my focus is to be the best example that I can be for them and to pass on knowledge that I have on financial principles.
Thank you, Layla, for answering our questions, and good luck.
Task 2. You will hear four people talking about what they think of their schools. From the list, A to F, choose what each speaker, 1 to 4, says. Use each letter only once. Two letters are extra. You have 30 seconds to look through the task. You will then hear the recording twice.
Speaker 1.
I go to School of Performing Arts, so it's different from a usual school. We learn all the same subjects, but there is a lot more emphasis on drama, dance, and music. My school is quite progressive. We learn about things like puppetry and speech, apart from traditional school subjects, so I think it's an extremely varied curriculum. Studying at my school isn't easy. I even had to do an audition to get into the school, which was quite stressful.
Speaker 2.
I go to quite a good school. For me, the most important things about my school are not only the system of education and the curriculum, but the other kids that go there. Kids often face problems. I wish we learnt psychology at our school, which means that most of the kids would be given a chance to learn how to deal with certain problems they have. Otherwise, kids can make your school experience terrible. They can sometimes gang up against each other, which is horrible. They are often mean to students who get good marks because they think successful students are very boring.
Speaker 3.
I think that school is a good idea in theory. But sometimes, there could be a problem with your classes and schoolwork. Maybe the work is too easy and you get bored, or maybe it's too hard and you don't feel as smart as the other kids. You may find out one day that you're dealing with worries, stress, or problems that make it hard to concentrate on schoolwork, which badly affects your health. And as your health deteriorates, you continue lagging behind and it seems you'll never catch up.
Speaker 4.
I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but school influences me and my friends quite a lot. That's not surprising when we spend 3/4 of our life there. If you're stressed out, you might have a hard time making decisions. When asked, is there anything you think you should be taught but aren't? My response is, we don't know how to deal with gangs and bullies. So, to feel more at ease, I'd like to learn self-defense.
Speaker 1.
I go to School of Performing Arts, so it's different from a usual school. We learn all the same subjects, but there is a lot more emphasis on drama, dance, and music. My school is quite progressive. We learn about things like puppetry and speech, apart from traditional school subjects, so I think it's an extremely varied curriculum. Studying at my school isn't easy. I even had to do an audition to get into the school, which was quite stressful.
Speaker 2.
I go to quite a good school. For me, the most important things about my school are not only the system of education and the curriculum, but the other kids that go there. Kids often face problems. I wish we learnt psychology at our school, which means that most of the kids would be given a chance to learn how to deal with certain problems they have. Otherwise, kids can make your school experience terrible. They can sometimes gang up against each other, which is horrible. They are often mean to students who get good marks because they think successful students are very boring.
Speaker 3.
I think that school is a good idea in theory. But sometimes, there could be a problem with your classes and schoolwork. Maybe the work is too easy and you get bored, or maybe it's too hard and you don't feel as smart as the other kids. You may find out one day that you're dealing with worries, stress, or problems that make it hard to concentrate on schoolwork, which badly affects your health. And as your health deteriorates, you continue lagging behind and it seems you'll never catch up.
Speaker 4.
I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but school influences me and my friends quite a lot. That's not surprising when we spend 3/4 of our life there. If you're stressed out, you might have a hard time making decisions. When asked, is there anything you think you should be taught but aren't? My response is, we don't know how to deal with gangs and bullies. So, to feel more at ease, I'd like to learn self-defense.
This is the end of the listening task.
Მოსმენის დავალება დასრულებულია.